Hello, awesome entrepreneur. It's Tash here. And today's episode of the Heart Center Business Podcast is helping you identify things that might be sucking time out of your day and taking up time with little or no return and getting rid of them. And because we are so focused in today's episode on saving you time, I'm going to try and be as efficient and straight to the point as I can. This is episode number 391, which means you can find all the relevant links and the show notes for today's episode over at tashcorbin.com/391. This is also day 11 of Tashmas. So this is our second last day. Tomorrow is the last day, which is day 12. So that means I do also have a free gift for you at the end of today's episode. So stay tuned for more. Let's jump in.
I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart Centered Business Podcast.
Okay, so one of the most common questions that I get asked when people are thinking about doing my programs or even before jumping into some VIP sessions with me is, how much time will I need to add into my week in order to be able to implement? And it's kind of a redundant question in the end, in most cases, because something that I am very conscious of in my group programs and certainly in my VIP packages is ensuring that one of the things we do is eliminate tasks out of your to-do list that are actually not doing anything. We look for things that are draining your time without providing enough return on investment for that. We look for what the opportunity cost is of you choosing to stay doing all of this busy work that's not actually getting you any closer to your goals. And so what happens for a lot of people when they start working with me or they join one of those programs and start implementing the strategies is that they end up saving time rather than spending more time in their business. So what I thought I would do in today's episode of the podcast is help you identify three areas in particular where you are likely to be wasting some time, and you can just stop that. Let's just stop it, shall we? So let's dive straight into them. The first one is spending time overly focused on reach strategies when other steps in your client attraction process aren't working effectively. So I've talked about this a few times during this round of the Tashmas podcast episodes. So please do make sure that if you haven't listened to previous ones, that you do make some time to go and listen to them, because the client attraction process is a really effective and really powerful way to be able to see that more reach doesn't necessarily mean more sales. And often the most time efficient and most productive way that you can increase the sales that you're making is actually to spend less time trying to reach strangers and less time trying to grow your audience at the reach level, and instead put some of that time into nurture, invite, and convert. So the client attraction process that I've mapped out in previous episodes is reach, nurture, invite, convert, and deliver. And for most online businesses where people come to me and they have very little time, they're very busy, and they're not seeing adequate results for their investment of their time, it's because they are reach heavy in their strategy. So I want you to do the client attraction process self-assessment in particular. That episode will be really helpful for you to see, are you actually putting a lot of time in reach when essentially all you're doing is creating a bigger bottleneck in your sales funnels. Now, one of the major ways that I see people investing far too much time in their reach strategies is having too many different reach strategies. So they're trying to generate reach on too many different social media platforms or they're trying to generate reach by using too many different ways of getting in front of new audiences, when in fact, it would be far, far, far more effective for you to get rid of a bunch of those and just narrow down to one. So if right now you are not reaching every single one of your potential clients on Facebook, then you don't need to go chase new people over on Instagram. Or if you're not reaching every single possible person who might be interested in working with you on Instagram, you don't need a TikTok, right? I think that it's so easy for us to get lured into this belief that we must be on all of those platforms. Number one, because there's so many marketers telling you that. But number two, because every platform seems to have a very vocal set of people who absolutely love and adore that platform, who are intent on convincing you that that platform is going to be the key to you getting in front of far more people in far less time, with far less effort, without having to spend a cent, except buying their course that's going to teach you how to use that platform, of course, but that's okay. And the reason why they want to convince you that you are missing out if you're not on that platform, or you are leaving money on the table if you're not on that platform, is because they have a course that specializes in teaching you that platform. I don't teach a specific platform. I don't have a vested interest in whether you're on Instagram or Facebook or something else. I don't care. I do have a vested interest in you actually creating growth as quickly as possible and not burning yourself out along the way. And so therefore, when I say just pick one social media platform, just pick one or two reach strategies, you know that it's coming from the right place, because I'm not trying to convince you to do something that I teach. I'm just trying to help you save that time and see that spreading yourself across multiple platforms actually delays the time that it takes you to actually get that sense of momentum on one of those platforms. I mean, think about it. If you spend 5 hours a week on Facebook and 5 hours a week on Instagram, even just changing that up to spend 10 hours a week on Facebook and nail your Facebook strategy and be far more present on Facebook, it's going to create far more momentum. You're not trying to work two separate algorithms with two separate strategies. You're just focused on one platform. So find ways where you can reduce the number of things you're doing in order to achieve reach, and reduce the percentage of your time that you spend on reach compared to other stages in the client attraction process. Number two, things that are focused on positioning you as an authority, positioning you as an expert, or making people believe that you are far more successful than you actually are. Things that take a lot of energy, effort, and faking it till you make it in order to try and create hierarchy between you and your competitors, or you and your potential clients. So, for example, you do not need to write a book in order to position yourself as an expert in order to be able to grow your business. Now, I'm not saying don't write a book. If you want to write a book, write a book. But you do not need a book in order to make more sales or grow your business. You do not need to have 16 super fancy photo shoots in power suits around the world in order to grow your audience and make more sales. You don't need to get photos taken in fake private jets. You do not need to apply to be on 55,000 podcasts. You do not need to hire a PR team and be on the morning show. You are able to make sales now. And especially if you're still not getting baseline levels of income from your business and consistent sales coming in the door, this is going to be a time-sucking action for you, because authority does not equal automatic sales unless you use that authority to make your audience feel less than, to make your audience feel that you have some magical secret beans that they can only access by working with you, but you're not going to tell them what those beans are, nor are you going to tell them what they do, because you don't really know, but that's fine. And so you're going to trick them into buying from you because look at how fancy and successful you are. I don't know about you, but the idea of building a relationship with my audience based on niggling at them, agitating them, making them feel deep discomfort because they're not as successful as me, flashing wealth, flashing success, even flashing client successes in their face to make them feel like they are inferior. That doesn't feel like it's my kind of thing. It's definitely not my cup of tea. In most cases, the projects and actions that you are being told you need to do in order to position yourself as an authority, create that sense of expertise, those sorts of things, are actually a hangover of patriarchal, hierarchical business models and marketing structures that don't actually serve you. And to be honest with you, they really don't work the way that they used to anyway. Just because you're sitting behind a giant mahogany desk doesn't mean that people magically are going to believe that your marketing strategy is better than anyone else's. Just because you're standing on the steps of a private jet with your partner wearing a long flowing gown and looking off into the distance seductively doesn't mean that your sales funnel training is going to actually help me make money in my business. So let's let go of those time-sucking things that are taking you away from developing real and deep connections with your audience and your niche. And let's just focus on being a human and building those relationships. Now, the third and final area where we can identify time-sucking things that you can just let go of is anything that you have put in between you and making sales. So I'm going to give you a giant list of these, and these are all things that people have actually specifically told me that they need to do before they can build their business, before they can take on clients, before they can make sales. So I need to build my website and get my photos taken before I can make sales. No, you don't. I need to get my branding done and get a logo, and I want to get some hand-drawn imagery before I'll focus on making sales. Nope, you don't need to do that. I need to get this extra qualification because I'm only certified as a level 3 something or other in this modality, and the 17 other modalities that I have are great, but none of them are really as good as this level 4 certification. So I need to get this extra qualification before I can make sales. No, you really don't. I need to work with you, Tash. I need you to look at my messaging. I need you to help me with a marketing plan. I need you to help me with a business strategy before I can make sales. Nope, you really don't. I need to get 1,000 followers on my Instagram account before I start presenting and pitching offers to make sales. Nope, you definitely don't. In fact, if you do just go straight to the sales part first, right? If you actually just focus on, okay, what can I do today to make some sales? When you do finally decide that because you've started making sales and you've got the money from customers now and you have clarity around exactly what it is that you want to sell and how to sell it, before you get that logo, before you build that website, before you start a podcast, before you pitch to be on other people's podcasts and all those other things, you'll actually do those things with validated foundations instead of just your theories and assumptions about who you're serving, what they want, and what they'll pay for. So in essence, by putting barriers between you and making sales, you are actually putting in tasks and you're putting in things that you need to get done that you would be better off doing afterwards, that you would be better off doing once you've established your important and critical business foundations, validating that niche, ensuring that you can talk about your products and services and the transformation that you facilitate, i.e. your message, in a way that demonstrates the deep value proposition of what you're doing, in a way that bridges people from where they think they need to be focusing their attention, what they think is going to solve their problems, what they think they need to do first, and helping them to not only move towards that sense of readiness, but also see that there are other pieces to their success that if they applied those things, they would be far more likely to achieve that bigger goal. Now, in tomorrow's podcast episode, I'm going to go into bridging a little deeper. So if that's something that has piqued your attention, then do make sure you stay tuned for day 12 of Tashmas. So just like I am helping you to see that writing a book and buying 5,000 copies to keep in your shed so that you can put number one international bestseller on the cover of it is maybe not the best strategy to grow your business, you often have a gap between what your ideal clients and your niche think is going to get them their big goal versus what you can see is the thing that's going to really help and serve them. But running around the internet telling people what they really need when they're not listening to you because they're overly focused and fixated on something else isn't necessarily going to get their attention, nor is it going to move them closer to working with you. So those things, your niche, your messaging, including value proposition and bridging, and also your offers, i.e. what it is that you're selling, will benefit from you taking those barriers away and focusing on high connection, high conversion, one-to-one relationship building first, and making sales as the methodology of that validation. You don't need any of the bells and whistles to dive into a Facebook community like the Heart-Centered Soul-Driven Entrepreneurs, start showing up, start building relationships, and start promoting your offers right now. You don't need anything in place before you do that. You don't need a brand. You don't even need a Facebook page. You just need your profile. You just need to have something that you want to promote. You just need to think about how you might be able to help people. And in the Heart-Centered group on Saturdays, you can even ask people what they want in your area of expertise or what you're thinking of doing in your business. Not only is it available to you, I actively encourage you to use that audience, use that opportunity, use that space to start to create that momentum for your business immediately. We love buying from each other. We love supporting each other. We love being able to find the answers to our problems within the community. And so rather than wasting your time by being super focused on building reach when the other steps in your client attraction process aren't working, or spending time on tasks and projects that simply are designed to position you as better than your audience, or wasting your time on any barriers that you've put between you and actually getting out there and making sales, let's just go make some sales, shall we? So I hope that you have found some inspo in this episode. Oh, I left it under 20 minutes. Look at me go. Now, if you want to stop wasting your time and you are looking for more depth into how to exactly grow your business with time sensitivity in mind, so if you are someone who has limited time to put in your business, or you want to grow your business and get those sales coming in the door sooner, I have a fabulous gift for you today for day 11 of Tashmas. And that is that I'm running a live and free training on the 20th of March. It's at 10 a.m. AEST, that's Brisbane time. And all the details are available for you with the show notes of today's episode. This workshop is called Time Sensitive Business Strategy, and that's exactly what I'm going to teach you step by step. All of the links and the show notes for today's episode are at tashcorbin.com/391. So make sure that you come and check it out. You'll also find a link to a post over on my socials where I am asking you to share with me, out of those three areas, where do you feel like you've wasted the most time? And what is something that you are going to stop putting time and energy into if anything, so that you can instead focus on high return, high value actions that are actually going to move your business forward faster. So make sure you come and check it all out at tashcorbin.com/391. Yes, if you register for Time Sensitive Biz Strategy, you'll get an entry in the mega draw. You'll also get an entry if you come and engage on that conversation over on my socials and let me know what you're going to eliminate, that time-sucking strategy that you're going to eliminate out of your to-do list. And I should also say, on the time-sensitive business strategy workshop, I'm going to be making a very exciting announcement about the Takeoff Program. So if the Takeoff Program, which is my signature group program that supports you and walks you through the exact step-by-step process to get your business moving, to make sales without having to have the bells and whistles in place first, to get all of those foundations, as well as your client attraction process built based on evidence and results, then I think you're going to want to come along and hear this announcement because it is very exciting and now is a fabulous time for us to work together. So thank you so much for joining me for this episode. Until tomorrow, day 12, the last day of Tashmas. I cannot wait to see you shine and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye for now.
Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.